This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. U.S. federal investigators began probing Saturday the theft and crash of a passenger airliner late Friday near Seattle, Washington. National Transportation Safety Board Regional Director Deborah Eckro told reporters her agency is helping a team from the Federal Bureau of Investigation to recover vital information.
One of the things we're going to be looking for is the flight data recorders, and then also the recovery of the remains. After that, we'll probably be able to release the wreckage back to Alaska/Horizon, and they'll be able to start recovery efforts over the next couple of days.
Authorities say a Horizon Air employee stole one of the company's turboprop planes that had no passengers or crew on board at Seattle-Tacoma International Airport. He took off in the aircraft and performed stunts before apparently crashing it on the nearby sparsely populated Ketron Island. A key supporter of U.S. President Donald Trump, New York Congressman Chris Collins, has suspended his reelection campaign. As AP's Julie Walker reports, the Republican is charged with insider trading.
In a statement, the Republican congressman says, "After extensive discussions with my family and friends over the last few days, I've decided it's in the best interest of my constituents, the Republican Party, and President Trump's agenda to suspend my campaign for reelection." Chris Collins was indicted Wednesday on charges he used insider information about a biotech company to make illicit stock trades. At the time, he vowed to remain on the ballot and denied any wrongdoing. Now he says he'll finish his term as he fights the charges. The state Republican Party has yet to announce a replacement candidate for Collins' House seat. Julie Walker, New York.
This is VOA News. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has warned that his country can trade in currencies other than the dollar because of the ongoing crisis between the Turkish lira and the U.S. currency. Speaking to supporters Saturday, Erdogan said Turkey can just as easily trade with China, Russia, and other nations. He said, "I'm calling on those in America again. Shame on you. Shame on you. You are exchanging your strategic partner in NATO for a priest." The Turkish lira lost nearly 14% of its value to the dollar on Friday. U.S. President Donald Trump has threatened to increase tariffs on Turkish steel and aluminum if Ankara does not release a U.S. pastor who is under house arrest. U.S. President Donald Trump says he denounces all acts of racism and violence ahead of the one-year anniversary of a deadly riot between white supremacists and counter-demonstrators in Charlottesville, Virginia. Trump was widely criticized for his response to last year's rally and riot, which left one woman and two state troopers dead. Members of the Antifa anti-fascist group held a march Saturday to pay homage at a makeshift memorial for Heather Heyer, an activist who was killed last year when white nationalists clashed with counter-protesters. Officials in Washington and Charlottesville are bracing for Sunday's Unite the Right rally, which is organized by the same white supremacists who organized last year's marches. A heavy police presence is reported in both Charlottesville and in Washington's Lafayette Park. A suicide blast in southwestern Pakistan Saturday injured at least six people, including three Chinese engineers, while unknown gunmen killed three policemen in a northern region bordering China. Authorities in Baluchistan province confirmed a team of Chinese workers was returning from a mining project when a bomber detonated his explosives-laden vehicle near their bus. A separatist group, that is, called the Baluchistan Liberation Army, has claimed responsibility for the violence. Separately, Pakistani officials in the northern Gilgit-Baltistan region, which borders China, said that a group of heavily armed terrorists assaulted police early on the morning of Saturday and killed at least three security personnel. The Indonesian Air Force on Saturday delivered 90 tons of aid to the earthquake-affected island of Lombok. The aid included food, medicine, tents, and blankets, which will be distributed to residents in affected areas. The National Disaster Mitigation Agency said on Saturday that Sunday's death toll from the quake in Lombok rose to 387 people. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.